Srila Prabhupada stayed in Calcutta for 3 days, and it was one of the most wonderful experiences for me, because during those 3 days I had the good fortune of being with him practically all the time. And Srila Prabhupada also did not object to my being there. Actually, wherever Srila Prabhupada used to go, so many devotees used to be around him that his secretaries and servants had to really cordon him and protect him from being disturbed by others constantly. But no one actually objected my being there, because they knew that Prabhupada displayed some special kindness towards me. After 3 days, Srila Prabhupada went to Bhubaneswar. Gaur Govinda Maharaj had procured a large piece of land there. A very influential and wealthy person donated that piece of land for ISKCON to build a temple, and Srila Prabhupada went there to lay the foundation stone. And Srila Prabhupada went there with a team of devotees. I also could have gone there with Srila Prabhupada to Bhubaneswar, but since I was printing a book in Calcutta at that time, that was the compilation of Prabhupada's writings from 1948 onwards, that were printed in a monthly journal called Gaudiya Patrika, which was the monthly magazine of Devananda Gaudiya Math. So I collected all those writings of Srila Prabhupada and printed the books. The first book that I printed was called Bhagavaner Katha, or the message, or about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And I was getting the books, that book printed, along with another one called Bhagavaner Bhakti Katha, the about the devotional service. These are Prabhupada's writings from the late 40s and early 50s. And also I was printing the Bengali Back to Godhead at that time. And knowing that Srila Prabhupada was so fond of his books being printed, that I took the initiative to get the printing done for Srila Prabhupada's pleasure. So I sacrificed this opportunity to travel with Srila Prabhupada to Bhubaneswar and stay back in Calcutta and print the books. And I thought that I would offer them to Srila Prabhupada when he would come back from Bhubaneswar. And then after about 2 weeks, Srila Prabhupada came back to Mayapur, and it was an amazing sight. Mayapur already had many devotees living there, but that time being before close to Gaur Purnima festival, that many devotees came from different parts of the world. So there were a large gathering of devotees. Srila Prabhupada came in his red ambassador car, and the car stopped in front of the temple gate, and Srila Prabhupada came out of the car. The devotees were standing on both sides of the road, and as soon as Srila Prabhupada came out of the car, the devotees offered obeisances. And I could see that the devotees, those who were chanting and dancing ecstatically, waiting for Srila Prabhupada to arrive, all these devotees just as the song Srila Prabhupada, tears just came spontaneously out of their eyes, like as if without even their knowing, the tears were flowing down their eyes. And that gave me a very profound realization what a deep devotion these devotees used to have for Srila Prabhupada, and what a deep attraction Srila Prabhupada had, that he inspired them with such a profound feeling. And the kirtan was one of the most ecstatic ones that I ever heard. And the flowers, the ladies were throwing flowers on the first floor of the temple building, which is now known as the Lotus Building in Mayapur. Srila Prabhupada came to the temple room. The Lotus Building, that was the only building in Mayapur at that time, and the long building, which is known as the Chakra Building, that being constructed, the long building was being constructed at that time. And the temple used to be at the ground floor of the Lotus Building. And the deities were the small Ashtadhatu, 8-metal Radha Madhav and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu deities. Srila Prabhupada had the darshan of the deities, and at the other end of the room was Prabhupada's Vasasan. Srila Prabhupada sat on the Vasasan and gave his arrival speech. It was a short speech, and Srila Prabhupada expressed how happy he was to be back in Mayapur, which he considered to be his home. And then Srila Prabhupada went up to his room. Since the meeting of Srila Prabhupada in the train, I somehow had a very easy access to Srila Prabhupada, like I could just be around him. But when he was in Mayapur, I did not try to go so close to him, because he was always surrounded by his very, very senior sannyasis and GBCs. And Mayapur also had some sort of very exclusive atmosphere. Like Srila Prabhupada's quarters were in the upstairs, and it was well protected, well guarded all the time. And of course, I could have gone and been with Srila Prabhupada. I don't think anyone would have objected, because they all already got to know that Srila Prabhupada bestowed such special mercy upon me during our first meeting. And also, I was already a recognized devotee in Mayapur. But since I had a lot of things to do, I did not make any effort to be near Prabhupada those days. And only in the evening, Srila Prabhupada used to give darshan on the lawn in front of the Lotus Building, sitting on a marble seat, and the devotees used to sit on the grass. And many people used to come from the neighboring areas, and some people even used to come from Calcutta to have Prabhupada's darshan. Those evening darshans, late afternoon darshans, used to be in Bengali, and I used to just be there, listen to Srila Prabhupada and enjoy his divine association. Then one day I went to Calcutta to pursue the printing. of the books that I was printing, and it was taking a lot of time. Actually, printing in India used to take a lot of time those days, because the printers used to typeset everything by hand. Like every single letter used to be handset. So that was very time consuming. Although those people are very proficient and fast, but still, because it was all manually done, it was very time consuming. And then on top of that, there was the proofreading, and after proofreading, further correction, then again proofreading, and 2-3 times we used to correct before we got the final version. And so it was taking a lot of time, and I also was getting quite disappointed with the printer. So I went, although I wanted to present the books to Srila Prabhupada when he came to Mayapur, and the books were not ready, printing was not complete. So I went to Calcutta to pursue the printing. So when I came back that night, some devotees told me that evening during the darshan, Prabhupada noticed that I was not there, and he asked where I was. And I was naturally very excited that Srila Prabhupada noticed that I was not there, and somehow Srila Prabhupada cared for me, Prabhupada asked about me. That was very enlivening and very exciting for me. So next morning I went to see Srila Prabhupada, and I asked him whether he wanted me to do something. So Prabhupada asked where I was the day before, and I told him that I went to Calcutta to pursue the book printing. And Prabhupada asked why the books are not ready. Prabhupada asked, where is the books then? Where is the book then? And I told him how much time it was taking. And then Prabhupada also admitted that in India, things don't really move. You have to really push hard to get anything done in India. And but then it occurred to me that although I told Prabhupada that I went to Calcutta for book printing, but when I go to Calcutta, another attraction for going to Calcutta also was to go to the sweet shops and eat sweets. So I felt that I must admit that to Srila Prabhupada. And so I told Prabhupada that about my inability to control my tongue. And I told him, Srila Prabhupada, it is said that if one can't control his tongue, he can't get Krishna. And that is my problem, I can't control my tongue, so what will happen to me? So Srila Prabhupada told me, okay, take Krishna Prasad. That is the way to control your tongue. Koribare jiv bhajay shab prasad anna dilobhai. In order to conquer our tongue, Krishna has given his prasad. So that is how we should control our tongue. But then I admitted that that when I go to Calcutta, I sometimes go to the sweet shops and eat sweets. And Srila Prabhupada said, that is also Krishna Prasad. And then Srila Prabhupada elaborated on this point. He said, actually everything is given by Krishna. Therefore, whatever we need, whatever we receive, whatever we take, we should take it with the understanding that it is actually Krishna's mercy. And in this way, I had a glimpse of the broadness of Srila Prabhupada's understanding, broadness of Srila Prabhupada's presentation of Krishna consciousness. And he made me see how to accept everything as Krishna's mercy. And in this way try learn to spiritualize everything, and eventually that attitude would control, will help me to control my senses, starting from my tongue.